When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right. We got a text right now from our guy Micah. Rob and Drew both think this is a trap game. And Njoku is out. Y'all tripping. Now, I don't think that this is a trap game. But I do think that Cleveland poses some pretty interesting challenges for Kansas City. The biggest thing I'll say, and I do want to give Rob a chance to go first, is I don't know if the record is 100% indicative of who I think that Cleveland is today. Let's say that we could restart the season. And let's say that Cleveland starts Jameis Winston from the very, very beginning of the year, and they don't start Deshaun Watson, basically because the contract essentially says that you have to. I don't think that Cleveland only wins three games in that scenario. Now, I don't think they're a playoff team there, so I don't want to overreact to Cleveland. Cleveland is probably closer to a 5 or 6 win team. So to put that in, I guess, context, Cleveland would be closer to Miami or Cincinnati or the Atlanta Falcons this year that have 6 wins, or New Orleans that have 5 wins. I don't think that Cleveland with Jameis is a dreg of the league. I don't think that they are New England or one of those, the Giants, or a terrible team in that way. I think Cleveland is viable in some ways. So I am taking this game seriously. I think you guys have picked up from the tone that I've had towards Cleveland this week. I'm not talking about them going into Cleveland and rolling over this team, especially if the weather is going to be what we're talking about. So I disagree on a trap game part, because I don't think you can have a trap game with 4 games left and you were trying to clinch and wrap up the 1 seed. What are you looking past Cleveland for? You got 4 weeks left. Lock in, take care of your business, and then you can coast on the back end because you did the work on the front end. So I'm not subscribing to the trap game theory, but Rob, you are signed up for it.
Here's why I think it's a trap game. And maybe I'm falling into the trappings of what the media is saying and not how the team is acting. But what has been the consistent storyline around the Chiefs this week, other than the health of their left tackle? It's been this 3 games in 11 days stretch. Patrick Mahomes has commented on it. Chris Jones has commented on it. It has been the ultimate storyline in the league. The Chiefs are all about 3 games, 11 days, 3 games, 11 days. The other 2 games in this 11-day stretch are far more difficult than the one on Sunday, and will be far more taxing on the body because it's Saturday into a Wednesday. I think the Chiefs have been talking about the schedule and are potentially looking ahead to the 2 playoff teams on the schedule, and could be overlooking a Browns team that, while zesty, while spicy, while more fun with Jameis Winston, which is true, are still not very good. And I feel like this has a lot of the same trappings that the Panther game did. It's noon. There's no buzz. The storyline has nothing to do with the actual football game on the football field. It's all about the stretch and the teams coming up. And the Browns, as you have said, are just feisty enough to give you a problem in Cleveland. They gave all sorts of problems to Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh was in Cleveland. They gave all sorts of problems to Baltimore when Baltimore is in Cleveland. They are a more formidable foe at home, and I worry the Chiefs are obsessed with the schedule and might be looking ahead to the actual playoff teams on their schedule.
I would give more credence to this belief if Cleveland was sort of at the end of this thing. Like, let's say you flip-flopped it, right? Let's say you played Pittsburgh first, you had Houston in the middle, and then you had Cleveland on the back half of this, where at the end of this, you're just exhausted. You're worn out. You had your bye week in week six. You've played basically for 2.5 months with no break, and you're at the end of this really tough stretch, and you don't come out there with the necessary energy to go win a game like this. And ultimately, it doesn't matter if you win or lose this game. The Chiefs are still in pursuit of something. The Chiefs are still chasing something, and they're playing this game on their normal rest. This is not the game that has the abnormal schedule. This is a normal week for the Kansas City Chiefs. You played on Sunday last week. You had a normal Monday, Tuesday, a normal routine. Let's go to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cleveland and take care of our business on a Sunday. I'm not letting that roll, at least when it comes to this game. Sure, the Chiefs could lose to Cleveland, right? It's football. It could happen. Jameis is just squirrely enough. Myles Garrett is talented enough. Could the Chiefs lose this game? Sure, any given Sunday. I don't think it's going to be because of a trap game or the Chiefs are looking past them. If anything, I want to see the Chiefs lock into this game. They have won their last two games 19-17. They have scored less than 21 points in back-to-back weeks and struggled in the red zone. I'm looking at this as an opportunity. Let's start ramping up. Let's start playing good football. Let's start playing with some momentum and get on a roll as we're starting to get some pieces back. You and I both think they're going to have Hollywood Brown back in the next week or so. We'll see what happens with DJ Humphries. Like, we are very, very close to, hey, this is the squad. Hollywood is back. Everybody is here. This is the team that you think you can go win a Super Bowl with. So I'm just personally not letting the trap game theory roll. I'd like to know what you guys think. 913-586-7965. I don't think this is a trap game. I just don't think you can have a trap game at this point in the season. There's a month left. And anything, we're not even talking about the Chiefs really having a month left. The Chiefs have probably three games left on the season. Why are you looking past anybody? Go take care of your business. finish what you need to finish, and then you can get all the rest on the absolute back end of this thing.
I also think what you laid out there about help being on the way, and let's just take care of your business because here comes the help. Man, I think that lends itself to the trap because everyone around the Chiefs is talking about everything except for the football game. We're talking about Hollywood Brown. His 21-day window is open. When will he get back? Will he help? How quickly will he get into the fold? Just think about the topics we have done on this radio show, Carrington. Have we done a single actual Browns topic? We had a guest on, but for six of those 12 minutes, you talked about Deshaun Watson because it's a bigger story and how much he's nasty, stinks, and the Browns got to eject on that problem. We have had Monday's an outlier because you do peek behind the curtain, you give a recap of what happened in the game previous. Tuesday through Thursday, we have talked none about the Browns. Out at media obligations, they've talked none about the Browns. They've talked about players returning, player health, this stretch, and how tough it is on the body. It is all the makings of you look past the Browns, and unlike the Panthers, who I think the Chiefs looked past, the Browns are better. And the Browns can beat you. The Panthers could have, but they're overmatched. They couldn't get it done. The Raiders could have. They're overmatched. They couldn't get it done. If you come out with that energy, which it feels like that could be coming, the Browns can, in fact, go get you. They have a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. They are good enough to win if the Chiefs sleepwalk, and it feels like a sleepwalk could be coming on noon Sunday after no conversation about the football on the field all week.
If the Pittsburgh Steelers game is the biggest game of the week that week in the National Football League, that means the Chiefs failed. Sure, it's going to be fun. It's on Christmas. It's Netflix. I'm not saying the Chiefs are even going to take that game off. If you drop one of these games and the conversation heading into Christmas Day is how you need to win the Steelers game to lock up the one seed, you did something wrong and you didn't take care of your own business. You have a team in Cleveland that is going to pick in the top 10. You have a team in Houston coming back to your building that you and I are a little bit down on. A team that is more banged up than you. A team that can't block. A team that can't protect its quarterback. If we are going into that game with the expectation that, hey, the Chiefs really need to win this Steelers game, that's because the Chiefs, in my opinion, didn't take care of business and didn't do what they were supposed to do in this matchup.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.